Hello. My name is Finlay Allardyce. I'm 24 years old. That's a good question. I don't know what the day is.
Think
I
it's
think it's the 1st of July, 2018. And I'm speaking with Atticus Rose Blatt, who is my girlfriend. We are recording this interview in Los Angeles, California. Do you want to introduce yourself, Atti?
Okay. So yeah, my name is Atticus Blatt, or Addy. I'm 24 years
Wait,
old.
that's your nickname. I never knew that.
Oh. I'm 24 years old. Today is July 1st, 2018.
I already said that.
Oh.
You're just wasting time here.
Oh, okay. Moving on.
Okay, first question. Do you have a nickname? And how did you get it?
Am I starting?
You are starting.
Okay, so
I asked
like
the question.
I said, my name's Atticus, and my nickname is Addy. That's the basic boring nickname. I got that because I didn't like the name Atticus growing up. It was really embarrassing to be.
Ruh-roh.
It was really embarrassing to be a child with a more unique name, especially a name that comes from a guy. People did not like it at school.
Wait, and you're not a guy?
Haha. People did not like it at school, and they made it known. And then when I got to about middle school, I sort of unhappily adopted the nickname Atticus Blatticus from my PE teacher, who was Israeli, and everybody started calling me that. So that's probably my, like, funny nickname. But now people call me that, and it's like, whatever. Or Addy Blatty.
Addy Blatty.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. What about you?
Do I have a nickname? I do not have a nickname.
People call you Finn.
Well, some people call me Finn. My mum has always called me Finn, and it's okay when she calls me Finn, but when other people call me Finn, it's not as okay.
He does not like it when I call him Finn.
Well, I've grown used to it, and I don't mind it as much. But the other day at work, someone called me Finn in an email, and I was like, what the fuck?
Shit.
And then they came over and speak to me, and they were like, oh, hi, Finn. I was like, excuse me. So, yeah, I guess that would be it. Yeah. I mean, my second name's Allardyce. I wish people called me Dice.
Okay, I'll start calling you Dice. That's so funny. Okay, that's the new nickname starting here in StoryCorps.
In the Library of Congress. Did you like school? Why? Why not?
Yeah, I think there's different aspects to school, and that makes it kind of hard to answer. Like, if you're talking academic-wise, I did. There are definitely classes that I struggled with that made it hard to want to go or hard to want to study or feel motivated. But school in general, I feel really fortunate that I did enjoy it. I had teachers that I really liked who really liked me. My friends kind of made fun of me because I would kind of be a suck-up to them because I cared if they liked me and
that
I wanted...
teacher's pet over here.
Yeah, I was kind of a teacher's pet. And I think it did cause me to enjoy it. I think I didn't... School is so different from what it looks like in movies. And I think that when you look back on it, you're kind of like, well, that's not realistic. That's not what school is like. But it was still fun in the moment, even if it was a far different experience. And I am excited to hear what Finley says, because our school differences, I'm sure, were insanely different. Because he
I did not grow up here.
I
did not like school that much. Well, I liked elementary school, which I would call primary school. I used to like that. I used to have a passion for learning. I used to be a bit of a teacher's pet, perhaps. But then I realised that was cool, so I didn't need to be a teacher's pet anymore. And then I started high school, which was just a crap high school in a rubbish area full of Neds. Which,
Explain what that is.
You Americans, is non-educated delinquents that are just annoying little bastards.
Specifically Scottish thing.
Oh yeah, they're Scottish, yeah, I forgot to say that. Yeah, so, not that they ever particularly gave me any trouble, but it just wasn't a nice environment. And the teachers, unlike Addie's, were not passionate people. They were all miserable. There were some subjects that I liked and some, a rare teacher that I would like and get on with. But the majority of the time, I did not enjoy it. And unlike America, in Scotland, you can leave. We do 6 years of high school and you can leave after 4 or 5, or you can do the full 6. And I left after 5 because I did not want to be there any longer because I was sick to death of it. So yeah, I did not enjoy school.
Yeah.
To some extent.
Right.
Next question.
Can I ask you?
Go crazy.
Oh. Did you go to camp, and what are some of your favorite memories of that time?
I did not go to camp. Camp is not a big thing in the UK. So no, I did not. I went on like a couple. I used to be in the Boys Brigade. The Boys. And we used to go on like some trips, but they were never like camping. Like they were just. They were, well, I guess they kind of were like a camp thing, but it was for like a weekend, like once a year.
Right.
Yeah, so not really. What about you? Did you go to camp? I don't think you did. I think you just told me before.
Yes, I went to camp. Camp is an extremely American experience, I've learned over the years, and especially Jewish camp. But I started going to a non-Jewish camp. It was just like a day adventure camp called Tom Sawyer in Pasadena, California, and it was probably the best camp in existence, honestly, especially if you don't want to go to any religious type of camp. It is so fun. There's just so many activities, and you play in the mud river after, and like parents probably hate that, but it's really the best thing ever, and the counselors are so passionate and fun. But then starting around the age of 12, I started to go to overnight camp during the summers for a couple weeks at a Jewish camp called Camp Hess Kramer.
You're Jewish.
And that was amazing, too. Totally different from Tom Sawyer. Still lots of fun activities that were similar, like archery and swimming and arts and crafts and, like, going to the beach and whatnot. But the experience in itself was so different in that I didn't grow up with a super strong Jewish community. I went to Sunday school, and we celebrated Jewish holidays at my home, but we didn't. This was so different. I was so immersed 24 hours a day for like 2 weeks into Judaism. And that is really why I credit, aside from loving the temple I grew up going to, I really like credit going to this camp as being the reason I'm so connected to my Judaism and so open with sharing it with other people, because camp is just, it just makes it amazing. You sing songs and you learn Israeli dances and you make friends and you eat delicious camp food, and I don't know. I feel so privileged that I got to experience it for multiple summers. And I can't imagine not having experienced it. So maybe we'll sign up for like an adult camp that they have, those adult summer camps in like the Midwest, well, if you want to try it.
Adult Israeli camp is called the IDF.
Stop.
And it involves some bad stuff.
Stop. Okay, I did not mean that. I meant, like, the...
We knew what you meant.
Okay. Anyway, I'm so sorry to anybody listening. Moving on.
How did you... No one's going to listen to this. I would hope they would eventually.
I'm going to publish it, probably. Okay, I don't know how to do that.
So next question. How did you meet your wife, husband, or partner? So how did you meet your wife?
I met my wife, Finley. No. Partner.
My wife.
That was not good. He's wanting to keep trying.
My way.
I met my wife, Finley, partner slash boyfriend, whatever. We met. You have to answer this too, but I guess I'll just say it all. But I
just like the facts.
Yeah, I know.
One of us has to say it.
No.
Okay.
Okay, I guess that's true. It's the same story. I met Finley when I was studying abroad in Glasgow, Scotland, my junior year of college. I was there for an entire school year. It was like almost 10 months. And I was bored one weekend, so I decided to look on Tinder, and I matched with Finley. And it's funny because I always tell people that I never would swipe people who didn't have any sort of bio or profile because I probably thought they were, like, creepy serial killers.
There's no time.
But I don't know. I saw Finley's pictures, and I liked them, and I said, why not? I'll probably never meet him. We'll just chat. So I swiped him, and we talked for a couple days, and then he had asked early on in the week, asked if I wanted to grab drinks the following Friday. And I was fully planning on saying no and was like, I'm not going to be there the whole, you know, like, I'm not here for longer than 10 months. I don't want to start something I can't really finish or commit to or, like, start some, or, you know, more than just drinks or dinner or whatever. And so I said, oh, I'll think about it. So a couple days later, he texted me. And I was at school, and I didn't have a phone plan yet, and there wasn't Wi-Fi at the school. So I never – he texted me in the morning, and I was there from, like
– likely excuse.
Shut up. I was there from, like, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. pretty much. And I got back to my flat. Oh, yeah. I got back to my flat around 8:30-ish, and I connected to the Wi-Fi, and I saw these texts from Finley, one in the morning, saying, like, hey, have you thought any more about it? Would you like to get drinks on Friday? And then a couple hours had gone by, and I didn't respond. And so Finley texted me the sweetest thing and was like, I guess that's a no. I really appreciate getting to know you and talking. I hope you enjoy the rest of your year in Glasgow. I see his face. He's going to deny this because he is...
Well, I'm not denying it, but I don't remember the exact content.
I do. That's okay, the point.
You're talking, not me.
I know. You don't have to remember. I remember. And he said, basically what I just said, like, you know, I'm happy we got to talk. I hope you love the
rest
of your...
Sounds like this guy needs to call the Wambulance.
Oh my god, shut up. I hope you enjoy the rest of your year in Glasgow. Good luck. Whatever, you know. And so I felt so bad, and I thought that was so sweet that I was like, oh my gosh, no, totally. I just didn't have service, which was true. But I was like, oh, I was going to say yes anyway. So we met up that Friday a couple days later. And we went for drinks at the Hillhead Book Club, which is still one of my all-time favorite places. And, yeah, we went for a couple, like, we went to, like, three bars, and then...
They're not called bars, they're called pubs.
Oh, whatever, I went to three pubs. And then for my remaining 10 months in Glasgow, aside from a few travel times, we saw each other, like, two or three times a week after that.
Mm-hmm.
October 10th, 2014.
Mm-hmm. That's nearly 4 years.
Yes. Do you have anything to add to it?
No, that pretty much tells the whole story. You took some creative liberties with it.
No, I didn't. Okay. Oh my god, you're the worst.
Okay, next question. You can ask me if you want.
Okay. Oh, yeah. How did you find your way to your current job / career?
Luck. Next question. My current career is construction cost consulting. Yes, it is as boring as it sounds. So I had been traveling in Australia for a year, and then I came home and I got a job in, like, a convenience store just to pay those damn bills.
And I then, got bills.
Yeah. Shout out to that guy, that fat guy. And then someone that I knew of a job at a construction contractor doing what we call in the UK quantity surveying. So I started doing that. The contractor put me through school, which I did part-time, one day a week. Did that for 3 years. And then that other person that's on the recording, Ati, still, she lived in America, so I knew that it was easier for me probably to try and get
absolutely.
A visa to move here rather than her moving here.
There.
No problem.
Thank you.
So then I got a job at a new company at the London branch of an American cost consultancy project management firm. And the condition was that I had to work in London for a year in order to get a visa to transfer to Los Angeles. So I did that. I came and lived with me for 3 months on a tourist visa, as long as she could. Plugged away, did my year, and then, yeah, I managed to get a visa to move to Los Angeles, and now I live here.
Yeah, almost a year ago,
yeah,
July 9th.
As much as the job may be boring, it has afforded me to be with the person that I want to be with in a very nice place, so it works out all right. Reaches for tissues.
Stop.
Okay.
Am I supposed to answer that?
Sure.
I don't have to.
Hi, there's a guy looking in the window. How are you? Do you want to join the recording podcast? How did you find your way to your current job / career? Nepotism.
Yeah, so in college, I studied film and production studies and history. Haven't really done anything with the history part, but I just loved it. I studied film and production at the University of Denver. I loved it a lot. It was a really small program, but that was, you know, it was really hands-on. So when I graduated, my dad, shout out to Stuart Blatt, and also Brenda Blatt, my mom. Hi, just in case I don't bring you up again. Hi, I love you. My dad is a production designer in television, so he designs the look of the show, and he knew that there was an opening in his art department on Criminal Minds Beyond Borders, and asked if I'd be willing to do the work and put in the work, and, you know, so that it wasn't so obviously just nepotism, even though it is. And so, yeah, that's how he's the way I've found my way to my current job. I don't think I'm going to be a career PA. I hope not. No offense to anybody who is. It's a very noble position, lots of hard work, no union, so I feel you. But yeah, right now for my age and where I'm at in my life, it's a really, really great job. And I work with some of the most amazing people who I love so much. Shout out to the heart department. I don't know what my career is going to be. Just like I don't think Finley knows what his career is going to be, because as he said, he finds it quite boring. But we're doing the damn thing. And
professional lottery winner. Preferably 8 figures if you're listening, lottery.
Hi. Dear lottery. Okay, that's it.
Okay, next question. What advice would you give to your teenage self?
Hey. Do you want to go first or me?
I can go first.
You want?
I don't know.
I can go first if you want.
Yeah, you can go first. I don't know if I have an answer there.
That's okay.
No regrets.
Amen.
I don't know. Maybe my teenage self. I don't know. No, because if I changed anything like that I'd done previously, then I probably wouldn't be here. So I don't think I would give myself any advice. It'd be like, just keep at it. Keep at it, son. Okay,
nice.
What advice would you give yourself?
That is hard. I think teenage self, I would probably tell myself to not. I think the obvious answer is like, tell yourself to not care so much about what other people think, because people aren't seeing you or paying as much attention to you as you think they are. It's like you think that there's this microscope on you and everybody knows, like, if you got a stupid haircut or wore a weird outfit or gained 5 pounds. I don't even know, but like, I think the advice that most people would give to themselves, and that applies to me too, because I can't find the energy. It's too hot in this booth to
it's
be
really
original.
Hot, yeah.
It's so hot.
So I'm
sorry to be unoriginal here, but I would tell myself for sure to not care so much about what other people think and not feel like there's so many eyes on you when there's, in reality, there's not, because you're not watching people the way you think they're watching you, so why would they be watching you in that way? And I also think I would have told myself to have more fun. I think I was a really strict rule, I know I was a really strict rule follower, and I think
code word, nerd.
Yeah. Not a Ned, but a nerd.
Yeah.
I think that occasionally it compromised my experience in certain things because I was too scared of getting in trouble or too scared of, like, getting hurt, like, physically, like, stupid things that teenagers do. And I was just like, that's not a good idea. I don't want to do that. When looking back, could have been fun, but that's okay. No regrets anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think this is the last question.
Oh, no.
That's long. At the end of the interview, take a few moments to tell your interview partner what they mean to you. Do you want me to go first?
Sure.
Okay. What do you mean to me?
That's the sound of a tissue box. Sorry.
Yeah, it's metal. Hi, someone else looking in the window. Hi.
Hello.
You look like Jesus. Fat Jesus. Jesus putting on the beef. Well, I'm fat, so it's alright.
No, you're not.
Solidarity to that guy. Okay. Is the door even shut properly? You could probably hear me call him Fat Jesus. Rut row. Okay, what do you mean to me? You mean a lot. You're always very supportive. We always have a lot of fun together. I like that you push me to do the things that you know that I want to do, but I'm too either lazy or unmotivated to do. So I'm glad to have you around to do that. What else? Yeah, I'm just glad to be in the same place as you after so long, and to have someone by my side, and experiencing everything together. So yeah, you mean a hell of a lot, hell of a one word.
Okay, my turn. What they mean to you? Well. No secret. You mean a shit ton.
What?
I think it's crazy that we've been together for almost 4 years, especially because pretty much two of them were long distance, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So this year was hard in terms of transitioning to living in the same place and understanding how to be together but not be together too much. But you did something.
Yeah, what did I do?
So incredibly selfless. I hate you.
What did I do?
By moving here. And
yeah, that's nice.
I think there's no words or experiences or things or cards I can write or letters I can write or texts I can send or whatever that will be able to articulate how much I appreciate it.
I'm glad to be here. Okay. That was all the questions that we wrote down. Do you want to talk about anything else?
I don't know.
Are there supposed to leave any dead
questions?
Air.
I know. Sorry.
Any funny questions? No. No, there is no funny questions. So I think that concludes our recording. So to the aliens that will be listening to this in the Library of Congress in the year 3000, what up?
So good. Good question for them.
Yeah, exactly.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
Impressing.
Yeah, so if anyone's listening to this and wants to reach out and talk to me, my phone number is 626-422-4628.
Oh, my God.
Or if you want to call me at home, it's 626-441.
Stop.
Oh,
okay, he lied.
Okay. Goodbye.
There's nothing else?
Love you.
Oh, okay. Love you too. I
okay.
Don't mean that.
Recording over.
Bye.
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 Bye. My wife.
My wife.
cry?
I think it was still recording there.